If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Welcome, Coach.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that, Mary-Kate. Now, my name's Coach Jedediah. You can call me Jed. One of the things I like to intro is that I'm with my elevator pitch is that I'm courageous, loyal, and affable, and I help people get unstuck and out of pain so they can remake themselves into becoming the people they want to be. And then they can do the things with that that bring joy and peace and connection and achievement in their life. Then they can have anything and everything that they want in their life. And I have the lesson plans and the tools and the skill sets and the team mentality to help you get there. I've been working with people here in Utah for over 5 years, specifically on direct sales and their businesses. Over the past few decades, I've worked with families in crisis, troubled teens. I kind of got my start helping people that were in low vibrations move up through whatever pillars of society they're trying to get to. And so I just carried that on now in personal development and motivational speaking and those kind of things to really help people get over that hump and push through and have those breakthroughs that they need in their personal life and their business. So that's basically, in a quick nutshell, my life path so
that's
far.
That's awesome. Thank you. What would you do if you had a plethora of information that could help the world? Is there a place for that? That's someone could help another who is on fixed income. Thank you.
So is our, do they have the plethora of information and they're ready to share it? I'll defer this to you first, Mary-Kate. What's coming to your mind on that?
Well, I mean, as a coach, we both see a lot of people go down that rabbit hole of overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
So I would caution you to, I don't know, it's a little unclear. Are you sharing a plethora of information with this new person, or any way you slice it, a plethora of information is not always a great thing if it's kind of sent out fire hose style, right?
Right, yeah.
So you want to be careful with that. And then helping someone else who's on a fixed income, you got to make sure that it's something that's not going to create more of a challenge than they need. If it's something that they're reaching out and saying, yes, I need some help, I want to get started.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But don't overwhelm them with information. When you bring someone new onto your team, you should be giving them little tiny nuggets. Do this, come back and check with me. Do this, come back and check with me. Because some team pages, you know, have 80 million guides, 1,000 videos, and, you know, even Rank Makers, quite frankly, has a ton of information, and our back office has even more. So it's, if you're prone to overwhelm, that's where you're going to go. That's why when someone does come into Rank Makers, we give them daily action steps. And we say, use everything else like a library, a reference library that you can go look at cold market scripts if you need that. If you need a little motivation, you can find that there too. You know what I mean? So bit by bit, figure out what that person needs to be successful. And that's your best bet.
Yeah, I agree. I think you have to compartmentalize all the resources and tools that you have, and then give a little bit of milk before the meat, right? We've all heard that before. So you want to give them exposure. You want to get them excited. You want that emotion to raise. And then you can layer cake and build on those resources, whatever that plethora is of information you have. But you also want it to be customizable to that person's needs. You don't want to have it just cookie cutter, blah, fire hose style. You want to be able to customize a specific program in a team building network with whatever that person's going through. The second part on a fixed income, that's kind of a weird tightrope walk, because too far to the left, too far to the right, you fall off. You got to go right down the middle. If my initial response was, well, money is a resource that's energetically around us all over the place. There's not just one way you get money in life. There's many spokes on the wheel coming from the outer rim of the universe to you, the hub. On the other side, if they're on a fixed income, sometimes if they make more money than they're claiming for what they're getting help with from social services or government or whatever, then that might actually ruin their Social Security benefit or Medicaid benefit or whatever that is. So they have to make that call. Are they ready to go to the next level and not be tied in with fear of that? Or they want to stay with safety and security and still be successful? They really have to, they come to a fork in the road. They have to decide what path their shoes are going to take them at that point. But then again, you customize with them, with your team.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.